Latest album, Blue Electric Light. Good morning. It's Thursday. It's 8:35. I'm Tom Fricke, and Phil Lindemann is in from the newsroom.
Good morning, Tom.
Brought some friends with you again.
Yeah. The fall sports kickoff. It continues all this week. We've been doing fall sports, talking to athletes and coaches, and today I got the soccer team with me. So, gentlemen, step on up. We got some seniors with us. Introduce yourself real quick.
I'm Reese Boscraff.
And I'm Nico Devontani.
And coach is in here, too.
I'm JJ Boscraff.
All right, you guys. So, season, 2-2 to start the season. Not a bad record, 500, but you had a tough game against Eagle Valley. Tell me a little bit about that Eagle Valley game. What went good and what went not so good?
During the Eagle Valley game, I can't say much on what went well. We didn't play our game at all. We came out weak. We weren't focused. We put our heads down super quick. Just not a good game for the Summit Tigers all around.
All right.
Yeah, we started off with our first goal against, and that just dropped our heads right away, lost our energy, kind of just gave up from the get-go. So that's definitely a learning point from now on.
Yeah, and Coach, that's not what this team's been used to. This team's been used to getting off, scoring the first goal, and having some momentum on their side.
Yes, we did. This was our fourth game. The first three games, we got ahead, won the first two. The third game was against Battle Mountain, which is always our absolute strongest opponent. Unfortunately, didn't get the result there. But yeah, against Eagle Valley, we reflected yesterday. We learned a lot. The boys really put it on themselves to come out strong, come out faster, and just be better.
All right, you guys. Now, compare that Eagle Valley game then to the best game of the season so far. You know, what was the best game of the season so far, and what was, like, you know, what was clicking with the team at that good game?
I would have to say our best game was Rangeview. Our second game, we won 4-0. Our first game, we won 2-1. We came out strong, and we knew what we finally had. In our second game, we put it all out on the table, taking a 1-0 lead at half, and we just kept moving the ball around to tire out the team, and eventually scored 3 in the second half to clear out a good 4-0 win.
Yeah, and Nico, you're up front. Did you have one of those goals that game?
Indeed.
Yeah.
I figured you did. All right, you guys, so one last question for you then. You're both seniors. What would you say to freshman you? You know, what's some advice that you would give to yourself as a freshman?
Don't be scared. There's no point in hiding behind something that you know you can be. Be yourself, be confident, and always, always have a smile on your face. There's nothing more important than actually enjoying the game you love playing.
All right.
Yeah, Reese said it pretty well. I would just play for fun. It's high school soccer. There's going to be a lot of learning points, and you got to make the most out of those.
All right, you guys. Hey, best of luck as the season goes on. You're not playing again until what, next Tuesday?
Yeah, next Tuesday at Basalt.
All right, at Basalt. Well, best of luck, gentlemen, as the season goes on. Be hoping to see you making that postseason berth again, same as you did sophomore year, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it.
Go Tiger!
All right, guys, now I'm back in the news studio with our boys' soccer team and some thoughts on, well, how you get past that bad Eagle Valley game and move on forward. Where do you guys go from here? Get back on the right foot?
I think it's going to be a lot of what happens in training, because you train the way you play, and we just need to start over, hit that reset, and get back on a win streak. And we'll do that with, a good mentality, wanting to be there, and just... It's not going to be easy, so.
We got to have a clear mind. We can't keep thinking about what happened that game. We just have to remember what we used to play like and what we know we can play like. Obviously, start off strong, as Coach said. Just surprise them first, get the first goal, and figure out how to get a result after that.
All right, now we talked on air with Tom about the advice senior you would give to freshman you. What are the biggest differences you have noticed between freshman and senior year? How have you gotten better?
My freshman year, I was definitely just shy on the ball, shy defender. I would always wait for the perfect opportunity, even if I already had a half opportunity to take the ball. So during the senior year, I've really just gained that confidence of being I can carry the ball. I can take that ball from whoever I want. I can do any, if I want to do it, I have a very good chance of doing it.
Okay. Yeah, and like Reese said, freshman year, I was pretty shy, but now we're the leaders. He's the leader in the back. I'm the leader in the front, and we need to kind of manage this team, help them out, and helping them out will just give us the results we need.
Coach, what about you? How have you seen these guys improve?
I can actually take it back till when these boys were 4 years old. That's when I coached both of them. They were teammates when they played for the High Country Soccer Association till about, I think, about 11 years old. Then they kind of each went their own way, went to different clubs. They both now play down in Denver for big clubs at high level. These are the two of the three main leaders on the field. And it's just really great to see that they're now teammates again and want to lead this team by setting the right example and just playing with confidence.